It's Monday, we're back, bitches!
Yeah?
Well, just come on
well,
out.
Well, come on out, you sure. Fucking dick!
Just right in front of me, don't even know what you're doing. You're just gonna fly right out and not even look. That's great.
Go fuck yourself.
You know what? God bless America.
Yep. Get your finger.
So what are we waiting
out
for?
Out of your asshole and start driving.
Hello?
Jesus. Listen
at
us.
Are we turning right? Are we turning left?
This is us, guys. We just got out of Starbucks. We're behind the most vacuous woman in a minivan. Not there's anything wrong with minivans. I own one and operate one, but good Lord.
That was ridiculous.
All right, y'all.
I'm really getting tired of this. Come on now, people. Pull your head out of your asses.
And let's focus. Fucking drive and
we're
focus.
Driving a vehicle that can kill people.
It's a moving torpedo.
Start using your fucking heads before you kill somebody.
Yes.
Oh, was I supposed to blinker there?
All right, we're very angry. Let's bring it down a notch. You know what's not helping us? Is I've got a fucking raw throat. I'm talking like I swallowed a shot glass of razor blades. And I was perfectly fine this morning. But no. When I got into work, I could feel it creeping on me, and now it freaking hurts. And Tony's back's out. So we're just the perfect couple this afternoon. Just ailments and
anger
and frustration and whining and you name it. It's good. It is good. Hey, when we go back to the office, can you make a left on the freeway and go to that Chevron so I can buy some Hull's cough drops?
Well, sir, that would be my pleasure.
Unless you have some in your med kit.
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay, good. Well, I'm going to take some ibuprofen, too, so maybe I can just dull the pain, or maybe I'll just take a shot of whiskey.
Well, sir.
Nice hot toddy. Those are always good for you.
Right.
You know?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Little nooner? Tie on
well,
a little
it's
nooner?
It's not like you need to be, you know.
Alert.
Alert or.
Cognizant.
No, none of those words.
Thinking.
No. You're not driving, you know, heavy equipment or anything, are you? Operating anything?
I don't know. I might.
Well, then perfect. Buzz, you know, drink it up, sir.
Buzz it up, sir.
Fill her up.
Buzz, buzz.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Oh, yeah. Well, we hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. When Tony and I left you, we were locking up the building and getting ready for the weekend. My weekend. It's okay. It's restful. I got some good sleep.
Feel good.
Watched some football. I saw the amazing ending to the Vikings game against the Saints. Case Keenum from the University of Houston throwing the winning touchdown was quite amazing. What else we do? Played some video games with my son. It just really just took it easy. Went out to eat. Didn't really do much.
Hey, you're supposed to see Star Wars.
Well, we're trying to talk.
You were going
we're
to
trying to talk mom into going tonight.
I can see that all of that was just a bunch of bullshit, blowhard bullshit.
I don't know why I can't just get there.
Bullshit?
You know why? It's because I want to go to Star Cinema. Star Cinema only shows it at 3:15 or 6:30.
Wait, first of all, where is Star Cinema?
It's right down Fry.
Okay, nobody cares. You see, I don't even know where it is. You don't care.
You don't
know
where anything is. It's not on Telge.
Got that right. And all I should say is... okay, that is true. But still, sir... Star
from this exit to this exit on this freeway, I'm good. Anything past that?
It's, it might as well not.
On Star, I can't even use Google Maps. I need you to tell me where to go.
Well, I figure if I'm paying for OnStar,
we're sending. Why? Get rid of it.
I am going to
cancel it.
This show brought to you by OnStar.
This moment.
You know what's funny is the only two times that I've called OnStar...
I've been in here.
Nothing has happened. Like,
I know.
It's
sucks.
Like the first time I called...
So cancel it!
It just kept ringing and ringing and ringing. Your call is very important.
Hello, Mr. Guida. How may I help
you? I could be dying right now. I could be bleeding out. And I'm still waiting for the phone to ring.
No.
Like, it might as well be 911.
They don't give a fuck. They're on lunch.
Yeah. They've actually been very helpful.
Are you going to pick that up, Darlene? Well, I'm trying to finish my sandwich.
Now, look. Me and Russell been having...
I just got off the damn phone. They can wait a minute. Shit.
Me and my boyfriend got some problems.
I'm dying.
This is more important.
I'm dying. Someone please answer,
God. No guy looking for a route somewhere. Hello? Can you help me get to the nearest CVS pharmacy?
Sure, sweetheart. I'll
let me
download it to your car.
Let me get that.
Good day. Click. That's what OnStar is good for. Cancel that shit! I mean it. Cancel it. Yeah! Jesus H. Christ. God, we just went to the fucking Chevron, and Tony was driving in circles like he was the fucking Intimidator in the Daytona 500 looking for a parking space. I said, Tony, just pull up next to a gas pump and let me get the fuck out. So I jump out looking for Hall's fucking cough drops because my throat feels like I just gave head to Sasquatch. Literally on fire. Maybe Satan. Maybe I gave Satan head because my throat is fucking on fire. I cannot explain.
I could just see Sasquatch.
Jesus Christ.
So that must be the
yes.
High-pitched wailing that you often hear associated.
Like that.
So that's basically what it sounds like when a Yeti comes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, right when he busts his balls.
Oh, well.
Yeah!
There it was.
Ah!
There was a cry.
Yep.
Like it was
seriously,
well,
fucking hurt. So then I go in the gas station, which is questionable at best. Smells like a burnt falafel and dirty underwear.
Oh,
it was awful.
That sounds. You know what? That's got my juices flowing on that.
Oh,
one.
Sir.
I love you some
your
falafel.
Juices.
Oh, sir.
Well, like, turn off the fucking radio.
Yes, sir. Turning the fucking radio.
I do love some Queensryche Jet City Woman. That is a great song, by the way. Jet City Woman. I'm done.
Yeah, well, I think.
What did you do this weekend?
I took my nephew out for his birthday.
Okay, excellent.
And I hurt my back.
Uh-huh.
And you know, that was pretty much my whole weekend.
Very good.
I hurt my back again, and I was in excruciating pain.
That's good. That's very good.
But I didn't really enjoy taking my nephew out.
Did you watch any alien shows on Netflix? For those of you that don't know, Tony and I are way into extraterrestrials and UFOs and military-type documentaries. And Tony has found a really, really good one. We think because this seems to be kind of a passion of ours, it seems that we might start sprinkling in betwixt our comedy some discussions around UFOs and...
I don't know. I mean, you know,
it's kind of fun. We like to talk about it.
Well, we like to talk about astronomy, and we'd like to talk about archaeology. We have a pretty diverse... We're nerds.
Right.
You know, we like math. We like science. We like... It's weird.
Yeah.
But we also like, you know, cultural things, too.
But so. Those docs on Netflix are really good.
Yeah.
Like, what are some ones... Like, if you had to tell someone a couple to watch, I would tell them watch Unsealed is a good starter set.
I mean, that's on TV. Yeah, but I mean, guess...
It's a little hypey in comparison to some, but...
Unsealed.
Yeah.
Alien Files.
Yes. The what's biggest it secret it's, on planet
no,
Earth.
It says... Oh, what's it say? Is it Uncovering?
Uncovering.
Uncovering this...
The biggest secret on planet Earth?
The biggest secrets on planet Earth. Is that what it is?
It's something like that. But it's pretty good.
Yeah, I like
it. It's pretty good.
I don't know. I mean, there's all kinds of documentaries on there. I'm not sure if I have anyone particularly that's... You know, that I can point out as being the best of the best, but I mean they're all pretty decent.
The last one we took a look at on Netflix.
I can't remember the name of it now. It's like
that was great.
Space and then colon.
Like what kind of colon? Behold the dark hole of the space colon. Oh shit! No, but that was a really interesting.
I don't know.
Documentary. We'll need to look that one up.
I can't remember.
That was really good.
I can't remember, but that was pretty much my weekend. I didn't do a lot.
Hmm.
Watched a little TV. And
yeah, I did too.
I just tried to get comfortable, and I think I spent most of the weekend just trying to find a situation where I could sit and not be hurting, and it was just. That was it. Just trying to find a decent position to sit on the couch or sit on the floor or sit on the... You know what I'm saying?
I need to get you like a man girdle where you can like cinch down or like one of those big weightlifter belts. Remember those weightlifter belts from the 80s?
A man girdle.
With like the... You know what I'm talking about?
I do. I remember, sir.
The squatting belts
from the
80s.
Why would I need this? That's so...
I don't know. I thought I'd like give you some back support or something.
I see.
Or my offer still stands.
Yes.
If you'd like to come upstairs.
Right.
And turn about face.
Oh, we'll it's kick your you holistic. In your back. Holistic... Your homeopathic...
A shaman in east part of Houston told me...
Which basically is kick the said patient
down
the stairs.
Kick patient down the stairs. And it's upon
survive,
the falling that it'll snap the piece back in place.
Oh, that's brilliant. So
either make it worse or it'll fix
or
it.
Or it'll fix it.
It's really like a 90-10 split. 90 being probably make it worse.
Right.
But
or
10%...
10%'s that... Well, that's pretty good, isn't it?
I guess. I don't know. Well, this dead air brought to you by 66 Degrees. Beep bop bada beep bop bop. It's the 5 p.m. wrap-up report with Tony and Preston.
Well, it's 5:45, sir, but...
Oh, well, 45 minutes late. Better late than never, as I say. No, just doing the normal evening routine and...
Normal evening routine.
Letting all of our workers go and...
Staying behind
and improving work and checking things and... Doing this and doing that.
Very apropos, sir. That you should...
Well, the oral airlock came open,
sir. Definitely an oral, sir.
Yeah, Sasquatch about that. Yeah! The Yeti. Oh, God. It's been a long day, Tone.
It really has.
I'm sleepy today.
You know what? Me too.
I feel like if I went to bed now, though, I would wake up at like 11:30.
I would. Go to bed, wake up at 9:15, think it's like 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning.
Right. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's exactly
weird.
My...
There's still kids playing outside.
That is my response when I wake up at night. I'm almost wishing that it's like 5 in the morning so I can get up, go get a cup of coffee, right. You know, play with the dogs a little bit, turn on the news, but then, nope. It's like 11:09. Not even 11:10.
It's time for a midnight snack.
Exactly.
Brush your teeth, get ready to bed.
Yep. Go downstairs, make myself a turkey and Swiss sandwich. Maybe get a nice thing of water, make
a
cup of coffee.
Of why not?
You know? And then I'm like, oh, I'm so hungry. Maybe I'll have a cup of cookies, and maybe I'll have a cup of this. And before you know it, you're 254 pounds, and that's just what happens.
Well, sir, you've just explained my life. Thank you for that.
Well, it's my life,
so
too.
That's what happened.
Yeah. It's that late night eating that's got me.
I would think that was all the back surgeries and all of the...
Friday donuts?
No. All of the steroids that they injected into my spine and pumped into my body and gave me orally and other ways. Airlocks come in and out. You know, the doors go in and they go out. Not feeling it. Just,
No.
Mm-mm.
Well, we are coming to you with some very, very serious weather news.
Oh.
We know how you like the weather. And we know how you really give two craps about the weather here in Houston. But it is actually going to come a hard freeze tonight. It is currently 61 degrees, partly cloudy, feels like 61, and we have a 10-mile-per-hour east-southeast wind. Well, let's take a look. So, tomorrow, we've got a chance of rain, sleet, and or snow with a high of 33 and a low of 22. So, it's going to be damp, and it's going to be cold.
So, moist.
And it's going to be icy. This whole next week, it's going to be really...
Fucked up.
Really? Well, that's... You know, you can't have either of those words without F. So, you nailed it.
That right.
For winter storm is coming. I don't know. Have you seen the app for...
All right, I get it. You're... Yikes.
Oh, that's awful. That makes me want to throw up.
Me too. I think I can...
Have you seen this app, this weather app, where it's called What the Forecast?
No.
Have you seen it? You guys go check it out on the App Store. It's called WT Forecast, What the Forecast.
Oh, that's very cool. Looks like all of the clouds are trying to rat fuck you today. Rat fuck your day. Well, sir, I...
So poetic.
So maybe that would be a good church app to use, possibly. Pastor, can you put on the big screen what the temperature...
Have the deacons bring up the weather report. Oh, here's a weather app. Sweet Jesus. Immediately, 20 Hail Marys from everyone.
Well, I'm sure there will be some swooning and passing out in the aisles. And, oh, Jesus.
The high school kids are up at it again. Millennials. Oh, man.
Seriously, I'm
going to
throw up.
I'm seeing stars.
Oh, wow.
That is so bad. I can't even tell you.
Right? A year in review.
Well, we just... No. Anyway. Well, here's a year in review. Here's 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Then my error.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I don't like that intro.
Emission.
Did you say emission?
Yes, instead of ignition. Sir, that was brilliant. Come on now.
Oh, man.
Play on words. Word on play. That was a great word on play.
Release the airlock.
And propel our spacecraft
into the cosmos. Now that's very interesting.
What?
You have no thrusters, no fuel. Could you ostensibly stick your ass out the back end of the shuttle
and fart your way into the cosmos?
Fart your way right into orbit. You're off just about a 2 degrees. Oh. Perfect. That's exactly right on trajectory.
I think being that it's methane, it would ignite. Isn't that right?
Oh, well.
Oh, the humanity!
Like the Hindenburg.
It goes up like the Hindenburg. Oh. You know, if they could find a way to harvest all the cow farts, you know, that are going...
Just human farts.
Yeah.
Put a... You know what? Pay me. You pay me, or some business.
Okay.
Farticon Incorporated.
Okay.
They develop a device. It gets... It actually fits into your underwear. It's like a plastic that you put it in and it... Well, it creates a seal, if
right.
you will, with your buttocks.
Right. So when you eject,
and when you,
forcibly eject...
Because everybody farts.
It catches it.
It catches it. It kind of condenses it and puts it into this little capsule that's on the side of your... like in a little... And all you do is pop out the capsule and you're done.
There's a prepaid UPS sticker and you slap it, slap it on there and mail it care of Farticon.
Farticon USA. It's a big company, though.
Oh,
Farticon is
got,
a big company.
Just got the podcast title.
Good God. Farticon. I don't know what the CEO makes, but...
Come on, make it a good pun.
I was going to, but I decided, no, that's it's wrong of me. I won't do that.
Or you can say something like, I bet his salary's not shitty.
Yes.
CEO's really full of hot air.
That's a buttload of money.
Oh, flatulence.
Sir,
you are
his,
funny.
His salary ain't nothing to shit about. Is that even a word?
I don't think
I don't
so.
Who cares? I'm done.
I don't know. Oh, man.
Farticon and their subsidiary, what's a good... Flatu... How do I say this? It's a... Give me a good...
like a generic company name?
Yeah.
I like to use the Icon.
Something with flatulence in it.
We're 30 seconds into this bit.
Well, it's already going downhill.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't... I think we do need... We need, like, a library of corporate names. Like, generic corporate names. But I love the Farticon. That's great.
Yeah, me too.
Farticon USA.
Well, and what would their logo be like, do you think, sir? What would Farticon's logo be? Maybe, a C with a lighter behind it?
Probably, yeah.
Or... Because a C would be the cheek, and the lighter would be the ignition, the catalyst, if you will, for...
It's Flatchicorp.
Flatchicorp, that's it! Dude, that's perfect, Flatchicorp. I love it.
Flatchicorp.
Farticon and Flatchicorp. Well, you know, there's a monopoly going on right there, and I think Congress is really going to want to stick their... Get a closer look, if you will, or at least a closer smell.
In a recent attempt for a merger between Flatchicorp and Farticon.
Farticon CEO, Ted Butt Plumper, said in a carefully worded quote.
In a closed press session.
We will not let Congress divide our cheeks.
It's not to get a little too long-winded.
Doug,
but I
womp,
think...
womp.
Stupid. Flatchicorp.
Oh, goddamn. Please don't unsubscribe. We're really trying hard here.
Well, I'm not trying very hard, but...
But don't unsubscribe. Tell your friends.
All right, we're locking this place up. We'll see you savages tomorrow. We're out of here!
Bitches.
Yeah! See you tomorrow!